It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado wants to expand the five-star program pioneered by Mesa County. It exempts some businesses from COVID restrictions as long as safety measures are in place. Qualifying restaurants could reopen for indoor dining. Dr. Mark Johnson with Jefferson County Public Health says that's risky given the spread of the virus right now.
Until we get this virus under control, you're never going to have the economy that you think you're going to. It's going to continue to scare people from going into businesses. It's going to continue to batter the economy.
The state has not yet decided whether to expand the program to counties that want to participate. State lawmakers have resupplied an emergency housing program just as demand is increasing. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
As the latest wave of the coronavirus hit and unemployment benefits started to expire last month, Colorado saw demand double for the pandemic programs that help pay housing bills. Here's Allison George, State Housing Director.
We were averaging around $1.2 million of requests a week. And then in November, we saw that jump to about $2.4, $2.5 million a week.
The state programs pay rent and mortgage bills. They have limited funding, but lawmakers in the special session dedicated another $54 million to the cause, which could keep the money flowing for several months longer. More information is available through 211 or the Colorado Housing Connects hotline. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Surging numbers of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations threaten to undermine hospital finances. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
When COVID-19 hit high numbers in the spring, hospitals took a financial hit since they had to shut down non-emergency surgeries. Also, people delayed other care. Hundreds of millions in federal relief money helped Colorado hospital budgets a bit. Still, hospitals in the state are looking at losses of up to $7 billion for this year and next. With the pandemic surging again, Tom Rennell with the state's hospital association says more federal relief money is likely needed.
Something will have to be done to sustain cash flow for some of these vulnerable hospitals.
The American Hospital Association estimated the losses for the year in the U.S. could top $300 billion. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado weather is sunny to start the week with highs in the 50s around Denver today. This is CPR News.